Climate change has always been a sticky issue for Alaska policymakers. As a state that sits on the front lines of global warming but remains deeply dependent on oil, it sometimes seems like the easiest option is just not talking about it at all. But now Governor Bill Walker and Democrats in the State House are considering some tentative steps to tackle the issue. As Rachel Waldholtz of Alaska's Energy Desk reports, they're picking up where another Alaska governor left off.
The Walker administration has been sending signals for a couple of months now that it wants to develop a formal climate change policy. Here's how the governor put it in his State of the State speech in January.
Alaska is the only Arctic state in the nation, and we are ground zero for climate impacts. We must maintain the integrity of our lands, air, and water for future generations. My administration is developing a framework to engage Alaskans in this effort to protect our way of life.
In his speech, Walker sounded a lot like the last Alaska governor to tackle climate change, Sarah Palin.
As the largest and only Arctic state, we're also studying climate change through our DEC-led sub-cabinet.
That was Palin speaking in her last State of the State speech in 2009. Her sub-cabinet, essentially a working group of government officials, was the last major statewide policy effort on climate change. Larry Hartig chaired that effort as commissioner of the Department of Environmental Conservation, a job he still has two governors later. He says when Alaska first started talking about climate change adaptation, they were way out in the vanguard.
I would go to meetings with other states or other countries, and I would be talking about adaptation, and they would look at me like I was doing something sinful or something.
Because talking about climate change was supposed to mean talking about stopping climate change by cutting greenhouse gas emissions.
It was like you were distracting people from the real work if you wanted to talk about how you're going to adapt to change, and you know, it's kind of like giving up.
Now, of course, nearly 10 years later, adapting to climate change is no longer an outlandish idea. Palin's sub-cabinet was supposed to draft a state climate strategy to deal with impacts, cut emissions, and triage the most threatened communities. Hartig says a lot of good work came out of that effort. You can still find the reports on the state website. But there was never any final strategy. Under Governor Sean Parnell, the focus shifted. The sub-cabinet is still on the books, but it last met in 2010. Now, Governor Walker is trying to revive that effort. He's tapped Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott to lead the way. So I asked Mallott, what's in the works?
Well, there is a climate policy process in the works. What's in it is a work in progress.
If that sounds vague, well, it is, and deliberately so. Mallott says he knows climate change is a touchy subject, and he's trying to get a lot of input before moving forward. He wants to get beyond the political debate over what causes climate change and focus on dealing with the impacts.
Because if I start from the place I believe it's human caused, then, you know, I've already begun to disengage from voices that believe differently, and they need to be heard.
Ultimately, he says the state needs to plan not only for environmental change, but for changes in international policy and the markets, which, Mallott says, are likely moving toward a low-carbon future, whether Alaska likes it or not. He's aiming to release something more concrete this spring. Meanwhile, Anchorage Democrat Andy Josephson plans to introduce a climate bill in the State House within weeks. He says the issue has taken on a new urgency since the November election.
I think it's a higher priority because I don't have a White House anymore that cares. And that is profoundly concerning and frustrating. And so for the next 3 years and 11 and a half months, it's not going to come from the federal government.
Josephson says his bill will likely call for an outside commission to recommend specific legislation. He's also considering a climate change mitigation fund that would add a new tax on oil production to fund climate adaptation, things like evacuation roads or new schools for eroding villages. But there's less appetite in the Republican-controlled state Senate. Kathy Giesel of Anchorage is chair of the Senate Resources Committee. She says Alaska already taxes oil production to pay for infrastructure. That's basically how the state budget works. And she points out that Alaska has a different set of incentives than, say, California. In a state that still gets much of its revenue from oil, she says, if we want more money to deal with climate impacts, we need more oil production, not less.
Should we hamper Alaska in developing our financial means to handle these challenges? I think that it would be very short-sighted and imprudent.
Giesel says she has doubts about whether human activity is the main driver behind climate change, and she worries even discussing the issue opens up a dangerous can of worms.
Of course, we plan for change, but there are many folks that take this opportunity to advocate for completely shutting down our state, and that's the risk when you start opening this kind of conversation up.
Risky or not, for now at least, the conversation is back on the table. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholz in Anchorage.